This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
My dear friend, Bethan Ledley.
Wait, it's about time.
I know, aka Musical Bethan.
Yes, on YouTube, I make videos with music and stuff. Yeah, that's about time to talk about me.
I'm really excited to have you here because you know a lot more about music than I do, which means hopefully like some of the songs that we play for the next 2 hours are going to be like new to me. Like that first song, no, never heard that before, but I like it.
I picked like such a random mix as well. Like my music taste is all over the place, but I think it'll be fun.
I'm into it.
Cool.
I'm into it. So cheers. We are back on the booze this week after last week's sober times.
Oh, really?
I was with two boys that don't drink.
Mm. Okay, I mean, like, each to their own, but, like, I feel like every time we're together, there's definitely wine involved, like, at one point, so...
At some point, there will be booze involved, yeah. Which, I don't know, I'm not sure if that's, like, a good thing or a bad thing.
I mean, you know, I think it's a fine thing, in moderation, you know, all those things.
Great. Always in moderation. Mm. Also, I was just saying that we've got new lights in the studio.
Yeah.
Which Bethan's just like, what? Because she's never been here before, but yeah. I'm just like, it feels different, and you guys are listening to a radio show, so you can't see it. Yeah. But we will be doing Drunk Advice Live later.
Oh, really?
Which will be live streamed on FUBAR Radio's Facebook page. So it will be, you'll be, if you've like watched before, then tell me if you noticed the lighting difference. Because okay. I can feel it. It looks different.
You haven't even told me what the swearing criteria is on the show.
Oh, anything except for the C word.
Yep.
And maternal fuckery.
Okay, right. So I can already say fuck. Brilliant. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I don't know if you can say those other words, but that's kind of like the line that I draw.
Okay, cool. Right. Okay, we'll just
even though I love
that.
The C word, but like, okay, it's just a bit controversial.
Yeah, we're on radio. We don't know who's watching. So we don't want to offend anybody.
Controversial.
So. I'm saying, Hannah. I don't need to tell you off on your own radio show.
You might have to. I've already taken my shoes off because I'm...
Oh my God, I'm going to do that. Wait.
Yeah, it's get comfortable,
Bethan. If you can see this on the live stream, I have some killer, like, blocky heels going on right now.
It is being filmed, like... Oh my God, could you hear this, like, Bethan's shoes?
That was just the sound of my clunky shoes right there. Sorry.
Yeah, it is being filmed, but it's... It won't be live until we do Drunk Advice at the end.
Oh, right, okay.
But some clips may end up on Twitter. Yeah. So follow FUBAR Radio on Twitter.
Yes, do it. Check us out.
So when a new guest comes on my show, Beth,
right.
What we do is we have to initiate them to the Hannah Witten Show.
Okay.
Through finding out what their name means on Urban Dictionary.
Brilliant. I'm excited.
Have you done this before? Have you looked yourself up on Urban Dictionary?
Well, because it's Bethan... I think it's slightly religious. I know it's Welsh, Bethan.
Okay.
But that's pretty much all I know about it. I'm pretty sure I have checked before, but go ahead. Surprise me.
Okay, let's do it. We'll do Bethan.
Okay.
And then we'll also do Beth.
Okay.
Because you're both.
I wonder what Ledley means as well. All these things are exciting.
Here we go. It says,
a Welsh name which is not Bethany. That is so true.
There you go. Yep. It says, it is my name, and I get annoyed how often I call Bethany. What?
Same. Yeah, no, same. You don't understand. Like, okay, right, so if you go
is
to Wales...
Is this the problem?
Yeah. If you go to Wales, everyone is called Bethan. So everyone knows how to say it. It's so weird, because I was in Cardiff this week recording.
Wait, how does a Welsh person say it?
Bethan. It's the same name. It's just, when you go down the south... Bethan is a less common name, and so people, you go up to them and you go, oh hi, my name's Bethan, and they go, oh, Bethany. Like, literally, I've had
really?
Yeah,
wow.
I've had like entire like panels and seminars where I've been talking on, and the like moderator has been like, Bethany, and the people that know my name, you can just see them chuckling from the audience because they know how much I hate it. So,
oh wow,
I mean, it's a lovely name, but it's just not my name.
Just not your name.
Yeah.
And there's an example that's given here, and it says actual MSN conversation.
Wow.
And it says, Jason says, hi, are you okay, where are you from? Bethan says, do you want to, I'll be Jason, you be
okay,
Bethan.
Okay.
Okay, so, hi, are you okay? Where are you from?
I don't want to say this in a Welsh accent.
Don't.
Yeah. Hey, I'm from Wales. I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Cool. I'm from Houston. Oh, he's Texan. No, not going to do it. I was like about to try
yeah.
Texas. I actually used to live in Texas.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
that's another story.
Okay.
I'm very well. So your name's Bethany? Nice.
I'm actually Bethan. It's Welsh.
Oh, sorry. Well, that was great.
Yeah. MSN days, guys. Living it.
MSN. Okay, let's do Beth. Maybe there'll be something more exciting for Beth.
Yeah, I feel like my name isn't really that exciting, but hey. Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. Do you want to read this
out? Yeah, sure. Okay. That girl, you just can't find anything to bitch about. Well, that's nice. Always really nice, but never too nice. Fair. Generally quite smart and can be blushingly nerdy.
Blushingly nerdy. Interesting. Hmm.
But the type of nerd that everyone loves. Has an awesomely wicked sense of humor that's so witty and can burn people to the ground. Someone everyone wants to be friends with.
Cool.
Well, I feel like that was written by a Beth. Though,
yeah,
like I feel like no one would just write that about a Beth. Like,
and then the examples are, wow, isn't Beth so nice? And man, Beth's smart and funny. She just cut me so bad.
What? Is that, I don't know. I mean, that sounds like me.
This definition was submitted by Jeremy Emerton.
Okay, so it wasn't by a Beth
in 2008. Maybe he was going out with someone called Beth.
Maybe.
Or maybe this is Beth's online pseudonym.
Hmm. Interesting. Jeremy Emerton.
Shout out to Jeremy Hemerton.
Yeah, man. 2008.
Speaking of shout outs, if you want us to shout you out during the show, or you want to get in touch and say hi, and also if you need any advice for drunk advice later in the show, then you can get in touch if you tweet at FUBAR Radio, or you can email hannah@fubarradio.com if you don't want to make your comment public on Twitter.
Yeah, everyone uses Twitter, let's be honest.
At FUBAR Radio.
Yeah.
So some segments, Beth.
Yeah.
That you the only thing I've warned her about is she's picked a song about sex.
Yeah.
Which I'm very excited for.
Me too.
So we've got a whole thing about that. Yeah. And I double checked with you that you had some Twitter drafts.
Yes, and I have quite a few of them.
I'm very excited.
I decided, like, not even to try. Like, I thought to myself, oh, maybe I should write some that are funny. No, I'm just going to leave them as bitter and horrible as they are.
I can't wait.
Brilliant.
I had to pre-warn you about that because I have had a situation, like, whilst in the studio, a song is playing and we're about to play the game Shitter Twitter.
Yeah.
And I've said, oh, by the way, do you have any tweet drafts? And they're like, shit, no.
What? I have so many.
And so, like, in that 3-minute song, just like scribbling down some fake drafts. I'm so sorry, guys.
Well, do you know what's funny about my Twitter drafts is a lot of the time, if I want to write something really horrible or I want to write something really sad, I'll draft it and I won't tweet it. So I don't know if people actually do that, but that's something I do because it makes me feel better.
But yeah, it's kind of like a diary entry almost, but and then not making it public because sometimes that's
But why not do it now? Because there's no like context.
Exactly. Context is everything.
Yeah.
We also have some games. Innuendo or Innuendon't coming up.
Brilliant.
Shitter Twitter, like I said. The fuck you saying, mate?
Nice. I'm excited for that one.
I'm excited for all of them. And then Drunk Advice Live. Woo, 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 woo.
Oh, man.
All right. All this to come.
All my friends are heathens. Take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. People who have rooms of people that they love one day docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You love another psychopath sitting next to you. You love another murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. We don't deal with outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You love another freak show sitting next to you. You love some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse.
Thank you.
So something just really made me laugh. On the FUBAR Twitter account, they've tweeted saying, drunk advice will be liver than ever. And the way that... liver's not a word, right?
Yeah.
But the way that it's spelled, it says it's liver.
Yeah.
And I just...
it's liver than ever.
I like that. And just with the whole alcohol thing and livers, it just made me chuckle.
It tickled you.
It did tickle me. We've had some tweets in. Eden says, listening to Hannah Witten and Musical Bethan is helping me get through homework. How old are you? I'm sorry for all the swear words. And Amy said, listening to it whilst doing my philosophy essay. And then lots of Z's.
Yeah.
Did you ever study philosophy?
Hell no.
Me neither.
Well, who do you think I am?
One of my friends studied... Well, good luck with your essay, first of all, Amy.
Yeah.
But one of my friends at university was doing a philosophy degree.
Yeah.
And our departments were in the same building, and so there was the same, like, kind of communal work area space. And when I would just be, like, there... on the computers doing my work, and then he'd like come up to me and just be like, Hannah, I just learned this, or I'm like studying this, and then he'd just like take me out of whatever I was doing and then just make me question the whole meaning of life. just in a 20-minute conversation, and I was just like, I can't function anymore today.
You need to focus on your work.
He's just like, do we have free will though? And I was like, I don't know. But I came to the conclusion, he just kept on telling me that if you take everything down to like biology and culture, actually as humans we have no free will whatsoever. And so I was just like, do you know what? I kind of believe you. Mm. So I'm happy to like
live in my bubble.
Yeah. I'm happy to like accept that I don't have any free will, but then also live my life pretending that I do. And I think that's the only way to remain sane.
Yeah, I completely agree, man. I'm just doing my thing.
Just doing my thing. And I have complete control over everything.
Yeah.
How dare you say otherwise?
Oh my God.
Okay, Beth, here's the thing. So there's this Twitter account.
Yeah.
There's this person on Twitter that has created cats and dogs Twitter accounts for many of my FUBAR Radio guests. Yeah. And they've just asked if you would like one.
Oh my God. You know what's funny is that I've been seeing these everywhere and I was actually depressed because no one had done one for me. And I felt like I wasn't good enough for one of these cat or dog profiles.
You're just waiting for this time for you to come on my show.
Can I be a cat, please? Because I feel like I always talk about on my Twitter how much I would be a cat in another life.
I can see it. You've got like the big green eyes and you've got the winged eyeliner thing going on. Like
I love both as much as each other, but I know I would definitely be... A cat.
Okay, cool. There we go. Confirmed. Maybe after the next song, we will have a Musical Bethan as Cats Twitter account created.
Woo.
Hint, 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 hint.
Nudge, nudge.
Hint, nudge, nudge. So, Beth, what are you working on?
Oh, God,
here
we go.
What can you tell us? You got any secret projects?
Yes. Well, I think if anybody follows my Snapchat, Musical Bethan, plug. You'll know that I've recently been in the studio recently. I've been recording some singles that I have no idea.
How long has it been since you released something?
Oh, my God. So it was November last year I released an EP.
Okay.
But I've kind of been going on a musical journey within myself.
Oh, wow. This sounds very spiritual.
Yeah, it is really spiritual.
Tell me about this journey.
So
This is what video editing is for.
Yeah. I've kind of just been going on this kind of musical journey where I'm changing my brand and like the way I feel about myself, and like the music style is so different, but I finally kind of found something that I just love, I absolutely love, because before when I was kind of having a rockier sound, it felt too rock, and when I had a poppier sound, it was like too cutesy and poppy.
Because your last EP is more rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, and it's because I grew up with that kind of music, but I felt like I've created a kind of new sound now, and I'm really happy with it. Yeah. It's good. There's definitely some partying tunes on there, and I'm excited, and in my head, I imagine people like rocking out and partying to them at like...
Can we have a party when you release the songs?
Yes, we can. I'll come back. We can play them. We'll see how it happens.
Yeah. Yeah, come back on the show and play your songs when we can actually hear them.
Yeah. I don't know when that'll be.
Can you give us a title of one of them?
Okay, so
exclusive.
So one of the songs that I was working on this week is called Friends Don't Have Fun Like We Do. And
what does that mean?
So I kind of wrote this song about how you actually know this person.
Oh my God, this close. Okay, wait. tell the story and then I will see if I can figure out who it's about.
So I remember there was this person that I was kind of like on and off with. We never like were together, and basically what happened
I know this
you know who it is already. And basically there was this one night where we hooked up for the first time in like ever, and the whole time I was kind of bitter because I was always like, we're not just friends. Stop saying we're just friends, because we... And basically, so I wrote this song, like, friends don't have fun like we do, because it's like, well, if you're going to say we're friends, we have the most fun as friends.
It's like, you're a really good friend.
Yeah, like, I basically wrote it after, like, the best sex of my life. And so that is what the song is about, more or less. But the thing is, it's funny because it's not even that sexy. It's like about me kind of approaching him and being like, yo, let's do it. But it's like, but it's nothing of the actual, like, it's kind of before it happens. It's what it's about, when it happens. So it's not too, like, it's PG-ish. Yeah, it's cool.
I want it.
I will play it for you, but... Not well, I can play it for you soon, but not everyone else for a long time.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. I get the exclusive. Ooh, age has been revealed of Eden, who is doing her homework. She is 14 and the swearing is great.
Brilliant.
Good to know. Thanks, Eden. Oh, you are of the age of the age demographic for my book.
Oh, really?
Plug, 14 plus, buy my book, doing it.
I'm pre-order, so excited.
Pre-order now.
I already pre-ordered it.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, thank you.
It's all right. I'm so excited, literally.
Oh, my God.
Oh, don't cry.
Maylene has said, you started playing Heathens just as I tuned in, and it made me very happy.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Hopefully the rest of the song choices will be just as good.
Well, if they're mine, they'll definitely be it.
If they're mine, like, I can't confirm. I can't actually remember what I chose, and I chose them today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, here's the one thing that... So I'm not a musician. I have no clue what the hell music is.
Yeah.
What is music?
What is music?
But one of the things that really appeals to me about it is the whole, cementing an experience or an emotion or a person in a song, and like it almost being like the ultimate subtweet.
Yeah, oh my God, it is. And it's quite funny actually, because another one of the songs that I recorded recently actually really, really kind of upset somebody. And yeah, I know. And
Do I know who?
Yeah, it's the same person.
Oh, okay.
But it's one of those things where you kind of, I think when you're angry about something, you just kind of like, it's one of my best songs. Yeah. And it's like, I kind of feel bad, but also at the same time, it's like, oh man, but it's a really good song. I can't let this go to waste.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I also feel like the emotions are generally like heightened.
Yeah, totally.
In songs.
Oh, totally. It's like, it's such an over-exaggeration. And it's funny because because a few people, like other writers, kind of put in one or two lyrics. And it's funny because they're even angrier.
Oh,
so it makes it look like I'm like a massive, massive.
But you're like,
tool.
No, someone else like contributed that
that bit. But you know, I think it's kind of useless because the song is pretty evil. Well, it's not evil.
Oh my God,
it's fine. Anyway, everyone's gonna love it, hopefully. That's the plan.
I will pre-order as soon as it's available for pre-order.
Sick.
I just love that. I just wish I could subtweet in a song, because what I tend to do is like project current emotional situations like onto already existing songs, but they never fit quite perfectly, you know. And there's always just like that one line fucked it up.
Do you know what is hilarious though, when people kind of do those like subtweety sort of songs, but then the songs are awful, and then you're just kind of sat there like
awkward.
Yeah, that person is not gonna feel bad, they'll probably just laugh.
If anything, like, If you're going to have someone write a song about you, like if anyone was going to write a song about me, I would want that to be a damn good song.
Hell yeah.
I want that song to be a hit.
Yeah.
Because then I can be like, that song's about me, even if I come across as a total dick in the song.
Yeah, you'd just be like, yeah, own it. Like, own that. I feel like, you know, if any of my songs ever did well, people would be turning around and going, yeah, that was about me. I'm always really open about who they're about, because, you know, if not, people are just going to guess. It's like...
The speculation is...
Yeah, man. I mean, like, you remember when Taylor Swift on her, like, first album used to just name them the name of the boys? Like, she literally used to do it. Like Dear John and, like...
Yeah, great song.
Hey, Steven, and, like, all those things. Like,
oh, God, yeah, because they actually have...
have the men's names in them.
She used to do it all the time, and then like obviously, you know, since she's got more famous, she can't do that anymore because like everyone will know exactly who they're about.
I wish I could do that because I've in my videos when I'm talking about like sex and relationships and stuff, and I like draw on a personal experience.
Yeah,
I will be like, oh, this happened, blah, 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 and I like won't mention.
Yeah.
Who it's about. And I did a video also, like, maybe a year ago or whatever, where I was reading out bits from, like, my diary, but anytime someone's name was mentioned, I'd be like, blank, blank, blank.
Right, yeah.
And a guy that I used to date...
Put the pieces together?
No, he saw the videos, and...
Is this the recent? Or is
guy I dated like 2 years ago.
Oh, right. Okay, cool. I don't know this
Stories of that escapade have appeared in like two or three videos. And he messaged me like really late one night. I was like, he's clearly drunk. just being like, oh, you should give me royalties for all of the mentions in videos.
God.
And I ignored it. And then he messaged me the next morning, clearly when he'd sobered up, being like, sorry, that wasn't a good joke.
Yeah.
And that was hilarious. And he, I hope he's not listening, because then he'll like have to send me more messages being like, stop talking about me. It was 2 years ago. I'm like, sorry, but you give me such great material.
Oh my God.
And he does, because he recently messaged me. We saw each other at a party.
Yeah.
And it was fine. You know, we're generally quite friendly with each other.
Yeah.
And then at like midnight, kind of like after the party, like after I'd left and stuff, there was a message from him just being like, great to see you tonight. Just checking if you're still muted.
What? Who does that?
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Exactly. And then I replied being like, oh yeah, great to see you too. Well, do you still have me muted? And he was just like, yeah, I'm going to keep it that way for now.
That is
and I was just
so
like,
crappy.
Why are you even messaging me then?
Like, and that just sounds like he's like intentionally trying to be bitter. Yeah, and I don't like that.
He was just power playing me. And I was like, now I've said it on radio, so screw you.
That's so immature. Absolutely so immature. Like, I don't have time for people like that. I'd be like, please. Oh my God, there's a cat Twitter! Sorry, I just noticed that and I just got really, really excited.
It happened. Bethana's cats.
Yeah.
At Bethan.
If you need me to tweet me some photos of cats, I can do that for you. Like, I can just send photos for the profile picture. I'll just start like making up this profile, make it a big
yeah
thing.
Just well, I give them the creative control.
Yeah.
Because the profile picture of Witten as cats is me with a black dildo on my head, which makes loads of sense.
Okay, I haven't seen this. But that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that. Okay, I'll leave them the control. There's definitely no photos of me like that.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure.
I will make a photo like that.
Okay, Photoshop me with that. Sounds
I can't
great.
Photoshop. I meant was I was going to, like, put a black dildo on your head and take a picture.
Okay, great. You know, that's the sort of photos I really want on the internet. But cool. It sounds great. I love that idea. Let's do it.
Yeah. Imi has said, Hannah's so excited and energetic over Bethan's song, and it's adorable. Well, I am.
Yeah. You should be. You will be as well when you hear it. You know, it's going to be great. It's going to be so fun.
I can't wait. Okay. In a bit, we are going to be playing a first game of Innuendo or Innuendon't.
Woo!
But first, it's Frank Ocean.
Poolside convo about your summer last night.
Ooh. Yeah. About your summer last night.
Didn't give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shy on the last night?
Last night.
Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail. Little virgin, where's the white? You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there, wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Keep a place for me. I'll sleep between y'all, there's nothing.
night. Some nights you dance with tears in your eyes. I came to visit, 'cause you see me like a UFO. That's like never. 'Cause I made you your self-control, and you made me lose my self-control.
Between y'all, it's nothing. Keep a place for me. It's nothing, it's nothing. It's nothing, it's nothing.
Presents
Pegasus Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
We are joined by two very esteemed friends of ours, the Heavy Trackers.
Hello!
When we were outside, you know, we're talking about Bumbly Kids.
Yeah, we didn't prepare for this. Normally, you go on radio and it's like no swearing. Walk in and it's just straight up like, yeah, I'll use my thumb for
that's
this.
Fun,
it's
just baby. Like,
it's great fun.
Our manager's like, yeah, you're going out there, you're just going to promote the CD and then you're just going to get out
of
there.
No, my watch.
Walk in there. Yeah, mate, have you had your bum lick, son?
No. We don't even need to talk about the CD. We just talk about this.
Yeah, that's it. We're all friends, isn't it?
Every Wednesday.
With Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
So that show that that clip was just from is the boys that are on just before me. And I come into the studio and there's a tab open on on the computer that's just a Google search of anal perfume.
I saw that. I thought that was something you had coming up in the show. I was like...
Nope. We've got producer Natalie in the studio. Yeah. Care to explain?
Well, we had an email with some legal advice earlier from a girl. I mean, there's not much legal to this, but her boyfriend doesn't want her to lick his bum. But he has suggested using a big toe maybe instead, just like give it a little bit of a tickle.
Wait, so he wants his bum licked?
He doesn't. She wants to lick his bum.
Oh,
he
okay.
doesn't
right.
really want it. But he said as a compromise, maybe you could just tickle my bum with your big toe. But we were discussing what could make a bum maybe, if there's such a thing as an anal perfume, just to make it, to judge it up a bit and make it a nicer smell.
Oh,
if you
okay.
wanted to lick it. There isn't anything as anal perfume yet, as far as I can see, so someone really should design it.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, why not?
Yeah.
It's, I'm sure it's the future, you know? But
yeah.
I find it weird that the girl's like, I really, really want to lick your
yeah,
bum hole.
Unusual.
Like, and the guy's like, nah.
I know someone, and this is not a speaking for a friend, this is yeah. a genuine friend, I swear,
yeah.
Who's like super into that.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, to be honest, I've been around guys before that like a little bit of butt play.
Mm. And a little bit like, of bum
yeah.
stuff.
But it's funny how so many of them are not
comfortable enough to like tell you. They just kind of like edge you in that direction. Like seriously, no, this has happened to me before, and I'm just like, why don't you just tell me? Like, why don't you just tell me?
Put
that
it in my book.
I never understood that whole. Like, I get it. It's yeah. I don't know if it's really mass like the masculine term as people like to call it, but I don't know. It's
I think whatever taking up the ass is one of the most masculine things someone could do.
Hmm. Right.
Cool. In my personal
in your personal opinion.
Opinion.
Nice.
Basically. Okay, we are going to be playing a game of innuendo or innuendon't.
Brilliant.
Which is a game where Natalie here has got a bunch of words and phrases from Urban Dictionary. And we have to guess if it's an innuendo or an innuendon't. So if it's sexual or if it's not sexual. And right. then we also have to guess what it means.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant. All right.
And we have to buzz in, and the buzzer noises will come out of our mouths. So what okay. do you want your buzzer noise to be?
Oh, my God. I don't know. You go first. I need to pick one.
Okay. That's mine.
Oh, great. beep.
Okay, that's mine. Great. We got him. We got him. I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready.
Number one, weenus.
Oh, God.
Weenus.
Weenus. I mean, that's sexual.
What?
Incorrect.
Why is she shaking her head?
Not sexual?
Okay, okay, so you have sexual. To buzz in whether it's sexual or not.
Okay, well...
Okay, cool, right. So I wasn't sure
wait,
then.
Hold on. Where's the... Hey, I'm getting good at this now.
It's not sexual.
It's weenus? I thought it was going to be like a combined weenus. Word with like something beginning with a W and penis.
That. Yeah, I've never heard that before. Weenus.
But most of these... You will not have heard of before.
Okay, brilliant.
They're from like the obscure part of Urban mm-hmm. Dictionary.
Amazing. Weenus.
If I said your weenus is looking crusty, use some moisturizer.
Why is that not sexual?
Yeah, like I'm still thinking sexual. Of a penis.
I just can't stop thinking of penis.
Yeah. Well, I still have no idea.
And also weenus and penis are like...
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Double...
I have no idea what this could
it's
be.
It's on a part of your body that is there's definitely not a penis.
Is it your elbow?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God!
It is.
What? How did you get that?
I don't know.
It's the skin that covers the top, the tip of your elbow. It can withstand all types of abuse, apparently, but it's the sort of dry, skinny bit on your elbow.
Well I don't know how Bethan. I got that. I just thought, like, dry parts of your body, and should I was thinking... Like,
elbow.
Yeah. I know. A weenus, though?
Weenus.
I don't believe that. Come on.
Strong start, Bethan. Number two.
Good work.
Packing a picnic basket. Packing a picnic basket.
Beep. I think that's sexual.
Correct.
Yep. Is packing a like is that to do with like packing your junk? Maybe. Like
it's not packing.
Because if you're like packing fudge means something different.
Okay. Right. Cool.
Is it similar to packing fudge? Or is it?
No. It's more what you would. Let's just say Melanie always packs her picnic basket to pictures of Orlando Bloom.
Masturbating!
Oh, yes! Yeah. It's masturbating. That is correct,
Tamer. Packing your picnic basket. Is it specifically female masturbation?
It's the female form of masturbation, yeah.
I'm going to use it.
Yeah, I like that
packing
one.
My picnic basket.
I think that's good.
It's a bit
good.
Too long to say.
Yeah,
but it says, I'm into it.
For a male, you would say packing her picnic basket. For a female.
Okay, so...
She's packing her picnic basket tonight.
Oh, my God.
Love it.
That's good. So that's one each. Okay, number cool. three... Rabbit stage. Yes.
Sexual.
Sexual is correct.
I feel like it's where you store your vibrator.
No.
Oh. Rabbit stage. I mean, I'm just thinking of a vibrator. Yeah.
But it is sexual. Is the rabbit representative of a vibrator?
No, it's not a sex toy. It's not a sex toy. No.
Okay.
It's a part... Something you do in a relationship.
Rabbits.
Oh!
Yes.
Is it where you poo around each other? It's like the rabbit stage because rabbit poo. I don't know. I went to rabbit poo and then it's the stage in a relationship where you can poo
in their house. Like poo around each other, like on the floor. I didn't know what you
really
No, I thought you meant like don't do that.
You can go for a poo at their house.
It's nothing to do with
pooing. Okay, is a rabbit stage when you first start coming having sex and you're like at it like rabbits?
Yes, that's correct.
I went to poo. I went to poo.
Because I was thinking rabbits like having doing stuff.
Yeah, it's the stage of a relationship in which the couple is banging constantly, rendering the couple incapable of any other social contact with the outside world.
Amazing.
Very good.
Such a good stage.
Very good.
Great stage.
Okay, number four.
Yeah.
Dance with the deer. Dance with the deer.
What? I have no idea.
Hello. I just got that. Ding. Okay, dance with a deer. Is that like flirting? A sexual flirting?
Not sexual.
Oh, it's not sexual. Oh.
No.
Not sexual. Sorry. Dance with the deer. Can you put it in a sentence?
I had one too many dance with the deer last night.
Is it an alcoholic
drinks?
Beverage?
Yeah,
it does involve drinking. Yes, it does involve drinking.
Oh, but it's not
a specific drink, actually.
A specific
German drink.
Vodka?
No.
That's Russian.
Oh, shoot.
What's a German drink? Like Budweiser?
Think of a shot.
A shot.
Oh,
what's German?
God, we had a German in the studio last week.
Oh, my God.
What? Tequila?
No.
Oh. Isn't that, like, Mexican?
I don't know. I don't like, check where my drinks
come
from.
Starts with a J.
Jägermeister!
Yes. That is what I think you both get.
Yeah, we totally said that at the same time. We both got a point.
It is having one or two or three or just way too many shots of Jägermeister.
Oh my God, I should have guessed that because there's a deer on the bottle.
Yeah.
Literally saw a bottle of Jägermeister today. I'm so disappointed.
Dancing with a deer, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever actually had a shot of Jägermeister. I've had Jäger bombs.
It tastes like licorice. Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
That's Sambuca.
I swear it tastes like licorice.
Sambuca's the one.
Also yeah, tastes like licorice.
It does, yeah.
I think they both taste like
well,
licorice.
It's doing silly things like the deer, like dancing or falling over. That's when you dance with a deer after too many Jägermeisters. Okay, so it's three two to Bethan at the moment. So final one is
okay. So I can draw.
It's daddy dialing.
No. Okay, beep.
I'm so.
Okay, I feel like it could be of two things. I'm trying to. I'm hoping that it's not sexual.
Mm-hmm. But are you saying that it is? If you're hoping, even though you're hoping it's not,
I'm hoping that it's. I don't want it to be sexual. That's so wrong. Okay,
I'm dialing.
Okay, I'm gonna say it's sexual.
It is sexual.
Okay, right. Is it? Okay, so I know that lots of people, like, well, not lots of people, I hope, but, like, people go, like, call their, like, lovers, like, daddy. Yeah. Is it like that?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. It does involve actual parents, though.
Nope.
But nothing sexual with the parents. It's something that you might be doing, but would involve the parents in some way.
You're having sex and you butt dial your dad.
Exactly.
What? Yeah, oh my God, that's a real thing?
It's kind of like, it's an activity where a girl, while having sex, it's worse than I thought.
Okay.
It's worse. It's an activity where a girl, while having sex, doesn't butt dial. She calls her parents on the phone and attempts to have a normal conversation with them.
It's like a challenge,
like mid thrusting.
So like this, like the sentence.
Do you know what's hilarious is that I'm pretty sure I haven't done it, but I've been in this situation with a guy where he's been on the phone to his parents, and I've just kind of messed with him for the sake of it.
Oh yeah,
I've done that so many times. It's a fun thing.
If you're in the throes of passion, not necessarily in the throes of it, because at that point, a phone ringing, you don't notice. But like in the lead up. Yeah. Or like afterwards,
it's fun
and
to mess
someone
with them.
Calls and they answer the phone.
Mm.
Then you tease and you fuck with them whilst they're like trying to have a normal conversation with their parents.
It's great. So it's kind of like that with the dad dial, except for I feel like that's more intentional. So at first I was worried it was like weird kind of way.
Would you do that for a dare? Like if someone dared you and there were high stakes.
Oh, if there were high stakes, I think I'd do it.
Would you?
I think I'd do it. It depends what the high stakes are. Like, am I going to get loads of money?
I don't know.
How much money? Yeah, would you do it for?
How much money would you do it for? And it can't just be like whilst you're making out. Like, it has to be like either like
in the middle
mid penetrative sex or someone's going down on you. So like,
okay. So I'm trying to think of like.
Actually, no. You're being done doggy style.
Oh no! Oh God, that's different. Okay, that is so different.
Because it's just slightly more noisy.
Yeah, it's just ever so slightly more noisy. Especially with me. I feel like I just couldn't. If it was doggy style, it's just not gonna happen. I couldn't.
Also, you need both hands to balance yourself. So you've got them like on Bluetooth, like
put them on speaker.
Yeah, there you go.
I just feel like I just couldn't, like, just because I know what I'm like, and, yeah, I know what I'm like. I could definitely, like, if it wasn't dog style, I could definitely do that for, like, what, Like, if I was having a normal bet with, like, a normal friend, it'd probably be, I'd be like, right, come on, 50 quid, like, 100 quid, 50. Let's do it. Or buy me, like, drinks forever.
I'm going to remember this. I will remember this. Okay.
Beth speaking. Wins.
Yeah.
Beth wins.
Yeah. Wait, I thought that was a draw.
Well, oh, I put down for 3-2 to Beth.
Yeah, but then I got Daddy Down.
Yeah, she got Daddy Down, so we are a draw.
So I will take all of the points that I can. Mm. That was a draw. Mm. So speaking of sexy times and stuff, next up is songs about sex, and Bethan has chosen this song about sex. Would you like to introduce it?
Okay. Do you want some context, or are we just going to go
for it? We'll do the context after you've listened to it, but just generally introduce it, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, so this song is Colours by Halsey, and I hope you like it.
Your little brother never tells you, but he loves you so. You said your mother only smiled on her TV show. You're only happy when your sorry head is filled with dough. I hope you make it to the day you're 28 years old. You're dripping like a saturated sunrise. You're spilling like an overflowing sun.
Excited to dissect these lyrics and also hear your personal story about them. But first, we have some tweets. Rob Weiss has said, listening while I work, I'm a dirty yank. Ah, time zones, they're a thing. Catelyn Baker, I love this segment so much as it's basically somewhere I find juicy gossip about my fave creators.
Yeah, let's be honest, I went a bit like in detail then.
This is true. I like to bring it out of my guests. There's something about radio that's just like different to it being like in one of our YouTube videos.
Yeah, no, totally. It's a lot more casual. I like it.
It's a lot more casual. There's less people will see it, but it's still immortalized on the internet forever.
Yes.
But
people will have to look for it and find it, so, you know. And I'm not like Dan or Phil, so it's not like anyone's going to, like, scope out for it. So it's fine.
It's all
it's
good.
It's just between us. It's all good.
And then Rosie quoted me being like, taking it up the arse is the most masculine thing you could do. She says, what a weird topic to join listening on. Soz Rosie. In context, it made loads of sense.
Yeah.
Totally. And Jamie said, I love the word weenus. I use it all the time. I didn't even know it was a word.
No, me neither.
I'm going to start using it when referring to my elbow. Skin on the end of my elbow. Oh, my weenus is dry. And people are like, what?
Yeah.
Love it. Okay, let's get into this song. Okay, so first of all, is it Halsey or Halsey?
I still do not know. Halsey, Halsey. And it's Halsey, funny because Halsey. I present a chart show for the living and we often have to say her name. And I still have no idea how I'm supposed to say it. So I just kind of go with it, you know. I'm a big fan.
I think I'm in the Halsey.
No. I feel like Halsey is really British. I feel like it's Halsey because it's American.
Oh, yeah, because if it's an American Halsey. Accent, like Halsey or Halsey.
I'm
so sorry.
Halsey?
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 Halsey? Please tell us.
Yeah, let us know.
Halsey, if you're listening.
Yeah, man, Halsey, you know, get on this. Sweet. Well, do you want to hear my context of why I picked this up first?
Yes.
Okay, right, going back to...
Pretty sure everyone wants to hear your context.
Yeah, okay, right, so... Last year I was dating this guy that I was absolutely obsessed with, literally.
I know, and she wouldn't stop talking about him.
Yeah, literally, for about 8 months of my life, he was my life, which is a little bit awkward now, but hey-ho. basically, we had, like, similar music tastes, but it wasn't, like, crazy, crazy similar, but something that we really both liked was Halsey. And this song, this was, like, literally her, like, introduction. She did the song with Justin Bieber, and she brought out this music video. And we both really, really got into it. And so this was, like, a year ago. And then every time we would talk to each other, if I'd be around his house, he'd be like, oh, what music do you want to put on? And I'd always say, Halsey. And, yeah, so we did it a lot of times to this song particularly.
I love it.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, like...
Have you met his dad?
I've never met his dad.
Okay.
No.
So it's not like a foreshadowing thing?
No, it's definitely not. It's definitely not a foreshadowing thing. But it's a lovely song. I really like it. And the music video, obviously, yeah, she falls for his dad. But
yeah.
Mate, I was...
Spoilers!
I was all over him. There was nothing else weird going on there.
The music video. So if you've only ever listened to this song, you're like, oh, it's like a love song. It's all like, I'm obsessed with you and you're this and you're wonderful and like this and I've only felt religion when I've lied with you, like all of these things. But in the music video, it's like school, like a school environment and it's like her and another boy at her school and they're like, you know, flirting and getting on really well and then meeting the parents. Like I think...
And then it's slowly like... pushed in that she's actually into the dad the whole time.
Yeah. And it's also kind of implied that they're having an affair. That
yeah, it's naughty.
Reciprocated. Mm. That they're doing the do. And then she's throughout the music video, she's taking all of these Polaroids. And you think that she's taking Polaroids of the boy.
Do you know what's actually interesting is that the dining hall they use in that, they actually used an American Horror Story. Fun fact.
It is very like posh, like grand.
Yeah, it's really good. One other thing I want to say about this song as well is I actually was sleeping with another person once and this song came on and I literally had to change the track because this song is embedded into like one personal sexual experience that I physically can't sleep with anyone else with this song on because then I would just think about the other dude and that's just
not fair.
It's unfair. So unfair.
Could you not? I have definitely thought about other people.
Yeah, same.
But you get,
it's always about the same person though. That's really bad. But like I thought
about fictional characters.
Yeah. Oh my god, fictional characters. I'm always thinking about the same dude.
One time Oh god.
You're
welcome for the personal information about your favorite creators. Here you go.
Yeah, right.
Once when someone's going down on me, I was thinking about some of the sex scenes from Orange is the New Black.
Oh, okay. And, that's an interesting
one. And that,
one.
Like, tipped me over the
edge. I thought you were going to be, like, someone from Lord of the Rings. Like, something, like,
well,
really obscure.
Also that. Also
Legolas. I've never thought about fictional characters in bed, but I have to admit, if sex
like,
is
not,
super boring, I
not
do
like
tend to think about other sexual experiences.
Yeah. It was... I was thinking about the sex that fictional characters were having.
Right,
not,
okay.
Like, just fictional characters in general.
Right, I see what you mean. Cool.
Anyway,
moving on to these lyrics.
These great lyrics.
Yeah.
So I don't. Where's it all about sex? Your little brother never tells you, but he loves you so. Boring.
Yeah. This isn't a very sexy song. Now I think about it.
Wait. Well, wait. You're dripping.
Yeah.
You're dripping like a saturated sunrise.
Yeah.
I don't know so, why, but I just... Maybe
yeah,
it's just
I mean,
I'm thinking
about
the word
dripping. No,
just
I think,
dripping.
I think the word dripping always, like, makes you think of semen.
I wasn't going to say it. Semen, you said it.
Lady
you said
juices,
it.
Whatever you want to call it.
You're spilling like an overflowing sink. There's so much semen!
Oh, my God. This is so... what's the word? What were we just talking about? Innuendo. Such an innuendo.
Yeah, this is all about semen. Oh, my God. And then it says, and now you're tearing through the pages in the ink. The ink is also semen, I've decided.
Yeah. I think when I think about this song as well, like, you're ripped and tearing, I kind of think of, like, the sort of guys that I tend to date are kind of, like, are kind of rugged. And I think, I don't know, that kind of makes me think of them as well. Rugged.
Rugged. You know? What do you think I just read the word seams, but like first I read it as semen.
Lol.
Because it
Look
says,
what I've done.
Now I'm covered in the colours pulled apart at the seams. And I was like, pulled apart at the semen.
Yeah. I really like the lyrics in this song, actually, from a musician's perspective. Like, his pills, his hands, his jeans, and now I'm covered in the colour pulled apart seams. It just sounds like they're kind of like all over each other. Like I said, I don't know.
But in my head, when she's saying everything is blue, that's the young boy. And then when everything is grey, that's the old dude.
Yeah.
But then actually it turns out that the blue and the grey is both the old dude.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, I think when you think about it as well, when people make music videos, they don't necessarily make them about the songs. But, you know, like, I mean, if the song was really personal, you wouldn't want to make it exactly about the experience anyway, because, you know, I mean,
ooh.
I know I wouldn't anyway.
There's a line here that says, you said you'll never be forgiven till your boys are too. So that's his sons.
Yeah.
That's implying that she's actually talking to the older dude.
You'll never be forgiven to you, and I'm still waking every morning, but it's not with you.
Because he's an old dude.
Oh, that's my favourite. Oh, I know I've only felt religion when I'm lying with you. I thought it was I've only felt religion when I've lied with you.
This lyric street has both for some reason. There's an alternative version, but it's when I've lied with you.
When I've lied with you. This is such a good song. I understand why I had sex with this now.
It makes me want to have sex to this song.
Oh, this is the my favourite part of this whole song is the bridge. It goes, you were red and you liked me because I was blue.
Oh, when she's like talking.
And you liked when you were red and you liked me because I was blue. You touched me and suddenly I was a lilac star, a sky. And you decided purple just wasn't for you. I love that.
Yeah.
Like, it's so cool because the mixing of the colours.
Oh my God. Primary colours.
I don't know.
Blue and red makes
it's
purple,
just,
guys.
It's just very good lyric writing. I know I'm sounding like a musician right now, but yeah.
Wait, if he decided that purple wasn't for him, that means that he's been like, bye.
Yeah, which sounds a lot like most of the people I date.
Oh,
Beth. Oh, God, that's so depressing. Oh, my God.
He was just like, ha, 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 fun times, and none of us are having sex to this song, so that's where we're at.
I know, right?
So, conclusion that I'm going to draw from this song is, first of all, it's spelt wrong, because colours should have a U in it.
Yes, bloody Americans.
Second of all, Beth has had a lot of sex to this song with one particular person.
Yes.
And it's about semen.
Yeah, more or less.
That's
lots and lots of semen.
That's where I'm at with that song.
Yeah.
Is this next song? This next song's one of Beth's choices. Knuckles. Is that also about sex? I've never heard it before.
No, it isn't.
It's not about sex, guys.
I recently got into this band called Moose Blood recently, and it's kind of rocky. And this song just kind of spoke to me.
Okay, let's check it out.
Hard to fall for you.
All right, it's time to play.
Woo!
Shitter Twitter.
Yes!
Okay. If you guys have any tweet drafts stored in your phone, we want to hear them. Yeah, basically. Tweet them at FUBAR Radio, or if you're too afraid to actually tweet them from your own Twitter account, then you can email them to us, hannah@fubarradio.com. Mm-hmm. And that'd be fun. I have to admit that I think I have like two or three this week.
I have quite a few.
Just because I do this every week, and so some weeks I just don't, you know, you don't create many tweet drafts. So Beth, do you want to go first?
Oh, mine are really depressing. I would like to add.
I can't wait.
So the first one on my list is just fuck you.
Like, who's that about? Do you remember?
Do you know what context. I wish
that tweet drafts had like the date next to them of like when you wrote them and saved them.
Yeah, it doesn't actually say when it was. It just says fuck you.
Just a straight up fuck
you. Yeah, it just says straight up fuck you. So I think that was kind of like how I was feeling at the time. I can't actually remember what the context was.
I imagine.
Oh, okay, right. I think this is a good one for life advice, but I felt like I didn't want to be too emotional. So there is a tweet that says, you need to know yourself before you let someone else put up with your shit.
I like that because I think it's like, it sounds like it's about to go all like preachy and wishy-washy, and then you're like, put up with your shit. And I'm just like, I'm into that.
I think that's a true advice to give to life. I think it's good to know yourself before you start like relying on other people to look after you, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
I feel like you need to know how to deal with your own shit.
Yeah, totally. You don't, like, someone else, I say this all the time when it comes to like relationships and stuff like that, other people need to be an addition to your life. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's never, do you know what I mean? Like, they add to your life. You need to know yourself and you need to own yourself before you let someone else
in. I'm going away next week, and so I was filming a bunch of videos today to kind of like get ahead of schedule. And one of them is about being single, and that's kind of one of the things I was talking about in it, about just how I'm super capable
as a human
on my own.
Absolutely loads in here.
Okay,
I'd like to
let
add.
Me find.
I could
one
go on
mine.
Forever.
I can't wait. Oh Jesus Christ, Hannah. It's another one about masturbation.
Oh my God.
This is the thing. I have a lot of subtweets about masturbation just because I'm like, it's something that I think is some, like, I just think it's hilarious and I want to share. And it might be something that I would message personally to a friend. And then I like write it down in a tweet and don't send it because I'm like, maybe too far.
Maybe too much.
Maybe too much. This one says, I'm thinking of adding a little subtle sign in my book to mark every point that I had to take a break from writing to masturbate.
That is amazing. That is so good. Talking about, you writing about sex too much makes you horny.
No,
basically.
But for real!
But for real, though!
But for real, though, writing my book, like, not in all of the parts of my book, some bits of the book is like,
I'll be disappointed if your book doesn't make me horny if you're masturbating that much over your writing your book.
Do you know what? I'm going to be real. I don't think I've masturbated so much during this time.
You're kidding.
Of writing this book. But
that's
maybe,
awesome.
But maybe that's because I'm just working from home a lot more than I am.
Yeah,
and
sorry.
So I'm just like,
what? Like, okay, you can't tell, but I've got the quotation marks in my hands right now. Working from home. That's what it is. It's like masturbation is working.
It's just working from home.
That's fair. Okay.
But also it's just like, I don't drink tea. I don't take tea breaks. I don't smoke. I don't take cigarette breaks. But I'll take masturbation breaks.
Yeah.
And I'm my bed's right there.
Do you know what I find funny?
What?
Is that we have the same manager, and I would love it if
he was watching
this radio show right now and just seeing a different side to us completely.
It wouldn't really be a different side. So
no, it would be. You're exactly the same in real life, let's be honest.
Beth and I have the same manager. Mm. And it's so funny because of the hormone diaries that I'm doing. There's like, we're talking to some brands to maybe like sponsor an episode or two or whatever.
Yeah.
And before I had my period, he was just like, oh, like, blah, 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 this is the time frame for it. And I'm just like, well, I can't do that sponsored video until I have a period because otherwise.
Oh my God,
otherwise it wouldn't make sense. And so I was genuinely emailing James
saying, I haven't got my period yet. You
just
need
like,
to wait.
By the way, just updating him.
Yeah.
Just updating him
that's
on my period.
Amazing. And that's the only context that would ever happen in as well.
Just texting him, like, not bleeding yet. And then
that's amazing.
He knows now.
And bearing in mind, if like nobody watching this knows James, but we know James very well, and he's so lovely. But it's just like, if you knew him as a person, you know how funny that was particularly. Anyway, Do you want some more Twitter drafts? I've got so many. Okay, right. Everyone talks about how girls are really confusing. Least girls will tell you how you feel. Dumb bullshit.
Oh, wow. You were mad that day.
I was so mad.
And I felt like
someone
so cute,
hurt
though.
You that day.
I don't know who.
I'm very glad you didn't tweet that, though. Yeah, I don't tweet. Well, I do tweet shit like that. But it's less because I put them in drafts. I feel like, I feel like there's some truth to that, though. Guys are less inclined to say how they feel than girls. Like, I always talk about how I feel 24/7. No holding back. So.
It's good. It's good to have filters on Twitter as well.
Yeah.
And speaking of filters on Twitter, I've got a tweet draft here that just says, tweeting from the toilet, it happened. But the context is, I think I sent a tweet yesterday or the day before or something that was just like, I was writing like the final bits of my book. I'm just like so close to the end now.
Yeah.
And I was saying that like it was making my stomach hurt and like I'm so nervous.
Oh, I saw that tweet. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, I'm so nervous. Like I've got a stomach ache. Maybe like writing makes me need to do a nervous poo. Mm. And I did. I went and did a poo.
Nice.
And I was
saw that as well. Yeah. I think I favorited that tweet.
Maybe. And so I was like sat on the toilet and I like hit, you know, like when you reply to your own tweet, and I was just like, haha, tweeting from the toilet, it happened. Yeah. But then I didn't send that because I was like, maybe too much.
But saying nervous poo.
Yeah.
I feel like I could relate to that though. Everyone needs a good nervous poo every once in a while.
Nervous poos. Yeah.
What have I got here? I've got half a draft tweet here. So it's clear that I like started writing it.
I love those ones. Those are my favorite.
So sick of thinking about someone all the time when they're a. And that's it!
Oh, what were they being? When they're a dick?
I don't know. I guess an arsehole. A dick. I think I was thinking like, I'm thinking about this person, they're not thinking about me. Aww. That's so depressing. That's like my life though, man. Like, I'm like the worst. I'm such a... No, seriously, this is why I don't date people, because I'm so sappy. This is like a good thing.
I don't even know what I'd be like in a relationship.
Yeah. I've got one that isn't about a relationship here.
Okay, good.
There's two Asian girls next to me on the train and they look like models and I just caught myself watching them sleep and was like, wait.
You absolute creep.
Yeah, it literally sounds so creepy. That
not like, wait.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
And I've got some song lyrics here, which is again from Moose Blood, who we listened to earlier. It says, it's been a while since I saw you. You don't look the same. You taste different too.
Ooh.
I like that one. Ooh. It's a good lyric. I think that's all my good drafts.
Which bit of them are you tasting?
I hope the fun part. Oh, God, that's
so
sad.
Oh, my God,
sad.
Don't put me and Bethan in a room together with wine.
With wine, yeah, we're the worst. This is not how we should be on a radio station. Very, very proper and appropriate.
Yeah, I only have one more tweet draft, but it's really boring.
Okay, yeah, let's hear it. We can make it more interesting. Let's give it some fake context.
It just says, can't wait to read some good YA after Middlesex. This book has killed me. Which is the book that we're currently reading for the Banging Book Club, and it's just so long and difficult. And I just really want to read some YA novels because that'll be so much easier! God damn it!
Oh my
shouting.
God.
I'm so sorry if you're listening with headphones. I'm so sorry. We've got some people tweeting in their drafts. Shell, I'm sorry I just shouted you out, but you tweeted it, so. From her drafts, it says, I just called you her. I don't know if you're her. Sorry. Why don't you quit being a dick and apologise, you, the shit you're doing?
All the shit you're doing, I think that's supposed to say.
I don't care. I hope that this draft also has a typo in it, because that makes it funnier to me.
Yeah.
Why don't you quit being a dick and apologise, you, the shit you're doing? I'm into
it.
Oh,
man.
I like it.
I mean, yeah, I think we can all relate to that.
We love the aggressive... That's not even a subtweet. But is it a subtweet if you're...
It's totally a subtweet.
But it's like... It's very direct, but it's not like mentioning the person in it, and it's also
No, but they're totally thinking about somebody whilst they're tweeting.
Yeah,
that's like you're not just gonna you gotta tweet someone because you kind of want them to see it, or you want to see people that they know to see it. Like that's how it is. Even though at the same time you don't, it's like the subtweets are the weirdest thing.
Yeah,
and this is why we have drafts because honestly, like the amount of times I want to subtweet people, but then I'm like, oh, actually, I don't care. Do you know what's funny? Is I actually tweeted something the other day that I think relates to this in a way. It says, let me see where I find it. I don't tweet. I do sort of tweet. Where is it?
I sometimes subtweet.
And a few of, a few friends retweeted it because they thought it made sense. Where is it? Okay.
How to remove negative people from your life. Stop giving a shit about them. Honestly, it's easy. Now you're starting your day better. And that is exactly why I don't subtweet it.
It's so hard to not give a shit about people.
Honestly, I've been doing it a lot recently. Like, I've been doing it a lot because I noticed that I was always a negative person that used to, like, kind of, like, go, oh, this person, blah, blah. And then when I realised that I don't care, like, that's the reason, I don't care. I've actually had a great time.
I love that. I love that.
It's so fun to watch from a distance and just watch things explode and then just be like, you know, sipping my tea. Like,
oh, my God, brilliant.
Yeah.
Jamie's got a subtweet that says, they've said, not too sure what this was about. And then the subtweet is, I don't know how many. And then that's it.
I don't know how many. There could be so many things for this. What do you want to suggest?
I just wish I knew.
I don't know how many
oranges I could fit in my mouth.
Probably one, yeah. If that.
Maybe not even one.
Wait, it depends
if it's a real orange.
If it's like a proper orange, not like a, what are the smaller ones?
Like a tangerine, clementine, satsuma. Yeah. What is the difference?
I could probably put three in my mouth if it was a clementine, maybe
yeah.
four.
I could maybe do two, one in each cheek.
I have a huge mouth.
Okay, I don't know how many more times I have to subtweet before they notice me. Maybe that's what it was gonna say.
I don't know how many times I need to write a number one single. That's the hope at the moment. I don't know how many times I need to write a song before it makes the charts. That's my number one thing at the moment.
Guys, when it's available, pre-order Bethan's
Thank
music.
You. God knows how long that's gonna be.
Soon.
Soon. One soon. Point soon.
Oh man. Okay. After this, we're going to be playing The Fuck You Saying, Mate.
Halfway.
could listen to that song forever.
That is a great song. That's a good choice.
I love it so much. It's a spiritual thing for me, that song.
Fair enough.
It is. It is. Someone tweeted saying that this song makes them cry. I'm really sorry.
Oh, I'm my really God, sorry.
I'm really sorry. Okay, we've got Natalie back in the studio. Whoop, 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 whoop. For another game of The Fuck You Saying, Mate.
Fuck You Saying, Mate.
The Fuck You Saying, Mate.
Okay.
We ready?
Yes.
Okay, so, Bethan, have you heard of the YouTube channel called Pronunciation Manual?
Yeah, it's like where you Google things to find out how you say them, right?
Yeah, but
like YouTube.
But it gives you, like, the wrong pronunciation.
Oh, no, I haven't heard of this then. Okay.
So it's like a parody how to pronounce channel.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah. So it's a YouTube channel, and you say, like, if you search it on, like, YouTube, like, how to pronounce this, and then it will come up, and usually the most viewed one is this parody channel that is absolutely ridiculous.
Great.
So the way that it works is we're going to play some of the sound bites.
Right. And we've got to guess what the word is?
Yeah, so okay. Natalie's chosen them. But just to give you a general idea of what it sounds like, this is the example, and this is how to pronounce Pronunciation Manual, according to Pronunciation Manual.
Porn cat on man anal.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah, I got this.
Okay. Right. First one.
This is gonna be hard.
It's really weird.
Sean Toodle. On Toodle. Sean Toodle.
Sean Toodle. Sean.
I feel like that's like a Chinese Sean temple. Like that's what it sounds like.
Sean Toodle. Keira Knightley.
No. Okay.
Toodle. Oodle. Sean. Does it begin with a sh sound?
It's a sh. Yeah, sh. Sh. A sh. A ch.
Sh. Oh, sushi.
Ch. 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 Rather than
ch. 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 Chitty bang bang.
No.
Champagne?
No, ooh, it's but close. You may find champagne at this place. It's a place.
Oh. Castle. Chateau.
No, more of a place that you might go and eat. But a name of a place.
Oh.
Oh God, I haven't got
so not like restaurant.
It is a restaurant, but it's the name of the restaurant.
So it's like a brand?
It's like a brand?
It's a brand. American restaurant.
Oh, Cheesecake Factory?
No.
More like champagne at Cheesecake Factory.
Mexican.
Chipotle!
Yes, that's correct.
You can't get, sorry, though.
You also can't get champagne at Chipotle.
No, I don't think so either. It was a classier one.
So what was that? This is how you pronounce Chipotle.
Sean Toodle.
Oh, I see it now. Sean Toodle. Or hear it now.
On Toodle. Mm-hmm. Sean Toodle.
It's very obvious.
So clear to me now.
Yeah, it was on the tip of my tongue sort of situation there.
Whatever.
Mostly because
I got it.
I've never been there before, but I've heard of it. I've never been to Chipotle.
We had this Chipotle in London.
Oh, that was crap. No, that's Chiquito. Chiquito.
Chiquito, yeah.
I've never been to Chipotle.
No. There is also Chipotle in London.
I've never been to Chipotle.
Okay.
We should go.
Yes.
Chiquito is terrible, by the way. I've been there so many times.
Okay, next one.
Skulaulo Leeton. Happy Hulaulo O-U-N, said the Skulaulo Leeton.
Okay, it sounds like a squirrel.
No, it sounds like happy Halloween. Like Halloween. No.
Happy birthday?
No, it's not happy anything. You may have a costume with this. You could do it at Halloween.
Skeleton.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. That is absolutely correct.
Do you know what? I genuinely heard that because I was like, "Happy Halloween!" I was like, "That's a skeleton." Oh my God.
Can I hear that again?
Yeah. Like, I know. I genuinely heard that.
Skulaulo Leeton.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Skulaulo O-U-N.
Oh, so it's
Skulaulo Leeton.
Skeleton.
Happy Halloween.
Skeleton.
Skulaulo Leeton.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You got that down.
Very good.
Genius. That was an easy one. Okay. Next one.
Kegel. Kegel.
That just sounds like Kegel to me.
It's nothing to do with the Kegel.
Everyone doing their Kegels?
You would put it in your mouth.
Kegel.
Bethan had a very serious look on her face.
I was really trying to
think Kegel. Doing her Kegels.
Something you put in your mouth.
You can eat this. This is definitely not Kegel.
Burrito?
No. Begins with a K. It's very healthy.
Kale chips.
First word.
Kale.
Yes, kale.
Kale.
Good work. Let's hear. This is how you pronounce kale.
Kegel.
Oh.
Kegel. Kegel.
Kaleagle.
I felt like kale was too obvious. Yeah. But hey-ho. Where's the G come from?
I don't. Where does anything come from? Right, let's do it.
Mooth.
Moose.
Mooth?
No.
Oh. Mooth.
Woof. Mooth. Dog.
No.
She's like trying to go for it before it's even ended. Moth?
No.
Mooth. Does it begin with an M?
It does begin with an M.
Okay. Sometimes it doesn't begin with the actual first letter, so that's why it gets confusing. Mouse?
No.
Is it an animal?
It's not an animal, no.
Okay, that narrows it down
red,
a little
though.
Bit.
It's red.
It's red.
Mm. I can't think.
Well, it's red or different. You could eat it.
What? Okay, so it's like a double meaning.
Could mean different, yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm so confused.
You would find it above you in the sky.
Well, like the
moon.
No
sun.
But think. No, it begins with M.
Yeah, no, exactly. But you can't eat the moon.
No,
or the
higher.
Sun.
It's. I want to get it away if I say it's a planet.
Mars.
Yes, Mars. Yes,
like you can also eat it like a Mars bar.
Yeah.
So is this Mars bar or just
this
Mars?
This just says Mars. So I'm thinking it's like Mars, like the planet.
Yeah. Okay, so this is how to pronounce Mars.
Mooth.
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 Great.
It's definitely funnier this way around when you know what it is.
Yeah.
Why did I pick this game where we have to try and figure out what it is? Because that's less funny, Hannah.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Okay.
Final one.
I can't remember what.
2-2 at the moment.
Oh, we're 2-2.
Yeah,
2-2. Woo! Okay. Decider. Final one.
Cranky Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Cranky Ron. Ronald Reagan.
It's Cranky Ronald Reagan.
Cranky Ronald
Reagan. Is it Donald Trump?
It's not Donald Trump.
Cranky Ronald Reagan.
That's what I heard.
But it doesn't.
The first word begins with a C. It's
Clinton.
It's a person.
Hillary Clinton.
No, it's nothing. Not a political person.
Not a
singer.
Christina Aguilera?
No. Three names.
Straight in there.
Three names.
Cranky Ronald Reagan. Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh my God, yes.
Oh, do you know what? Do you know what? It's because that's the next song.
Oh yeah, that's my song.
Oh, wow.
And so like her name.
It's just in front of you.
Her name was right there in front of me because
so
that's
cheating.
The next song we're
and
playing.
That is my choice of song as well.
Come on, you should have got it. I was just like.
Wait, so
this is Carly Rae Jepsen.
Cranky Ronald Reagan.
Nice.
Cranky Ron. Old Reagan. Thank you,
oh
Ronald.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
That's hilarious.
That's absolutely stupid.
I'd like to add the next song is an absolute banger. It's from her Emotion album, which I believe is completely underrated. Carly Rae Jepsen is amazing.
Okay, I've only ever heard like her singles, like the crazy viral ones.
This is like my guilty pleasure. This song I'd like to add. This is like a proper like.
Guilty. Okay,
yeah,
I'm ready.
Guilty.
After this song, we're going to be playing Drunk Advice Live. So if you need any advice, then please tweet them at us at FUBAR Radio, or you can email them to us at hannah@fubarradio.com and we will be answering them. And also it will be on Facebook Live.
Amazing.
Like you'll be able to like see visuals of us.
Okay, cool.
But all of that after Cranky Ronald Reagan.
Woo!
I used to be in love with you. You used to be the first thing on my mind. I know I'm just a friend to you. She says,
I bet I'm just a flicker in your head. But I still love you. I'm sorry, I love you. I didn't mean to say what I said. I miss you, I mean it. I tried not to feel it.
you. Didn't mean to say what I said. I miss you, I mean it. I tried not to feed it. I can't get you out of my head. I'm not the type of girl for you. I'm not going to pretend. I'm the type of girl you call more than a friend. And I break all rules for you. Break my heart and start again. I'm not the type of girl you call more than a friend. I'll make time for you. I'll make time for you.
Welcome.
I was about to say welcome. That's so...
Oh my god, yeah. Do you know what? One thing I want to say. Did you enjoy that song? Because I'm a huge fan of Carly Rae Jepsen. I think she's so much fun.
Absolute banger. Gonna yeah. be dancing around the site in my room in my underwear later.
I'll educate you. It'll be good. It'll be a good time.
Oh, good. So, yes, indeed. Welcome, everyone, to Drunk Advice Live. Hello to people watching on Facebook.
Hey!
If you go to FUBAR Radio's Facebook page, we'll be live streaming. You can see the video of us in the studio.
Yeah.
It's all very cash. we've got our rosé.
Yes. If not enough, I think we need more rosé.
Well,
we've actually drunk the entire bottle, so we're a bit done in that sense.
Whoops. So there are three rules to drunk advice, and they still apply on the radio.
Yes.
Rule number one: be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk.
Yes.
I feel like warm inside.
I'm feeling quite tipsy. Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers to slightly tipsiness on a what day is it? Wednesday.
Exactly.
Wednesday night.
And rule number two: have a friend with you. Welcome. Bethan was on the third.
Yeah.
You were the second episode to ever be filmed, but yeah. You were the third one to go live.
I feel honoured, you know?
It's like very exciting.
And you know what? That was so long ago we filmed that. So forever ago. And it's kind of sad because I watch them now and I'm like, I want to do it again.
I feel like there will be a time when I repeat guests.
Yeah.
I feel like that has
especially
to happen.
Especially the super fun ones like me.
So, obviously.
Obviously.
And then rule number three is don't take our advice.
Yeah, we give really, really terrible advice.
Did you hear that, guys? Yeah. Don't take it. Unless we genuinely give some good... We're just being careful here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get started. Let's go. Here's the question. Hi, girls. Hi. I'm so emotional and even more so on my period. How do I stop things from bothering me so easily?
I am the worst person to ask this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I actually made a whole video on my channel about how I cry about everything. Like, I'm so emotional. Like, I just tear up about
every situation. I cry about everything, but, like, I enjoy it.
You enjoy it? Yeah, crying is healthy.
But, like, this is different. This is, like, just, like... Mm. Like, when I cry and get emotional, like I feel good about it because I'm like I'm excited that I'm feeling. But if you feel like it's bothering you that you're getting,
I think when you're in like social circumstances, it can be a bit awkward if you cry. Like I talked about this in my video where I said that I literally cried on like one of the first weeks I worked at the music station that I work at. And I literally just like burst into tears. Like over like a migraine, and it was awful because I was like, man, I'm in a professional environment, and
there's
me just sobbing.
I cried on set once.
Oh, didn't you? Is that the one with Dodie, or is that like actually crying?
No. So we were doing a challenge video.
Yeah.
And it was for this channel that I do videos for.
Yes.
And there were crickets, as in the bug, as in the insect, crickets in a sandwich that I had to eat. And I had a panic attack and cried.
See, like I said, I've done something similar. Yeah,
but anyways,
crappy.
We're not helping this person.
Yeah, no.
How do you stop things from bothering you so easily?
Just don't. Just like, just be like, just drink more wine. That's what we're doing.
Done. Okay, next question. I'm so sorry, we can't help you.
Yeah.
I love your show, Hannah. Thanks. Can you help me out, girls? I still haven't farted in front of my boyfriend. Trying to find the right time.
When is the right time?
It's silly, but a real problem. Okay. I feel this. One of the pieces of advice that my mum gave me and my sister when we were younger, I think it was like, you know, the whole like, don't have sex until you're ready thing. She was just like, oh, bless you.
Sorry,
Bethan.
I just sneezed.
Sorry. one of the things that my mum would say is, you're not ready to have sex with them
unless you fart around them.
Really?
It's not true, because there are so many people that have seen me naked that haven't heard me fart.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, God.
That just shows all we are as people.
But I think that was just my mum's way of being like, just make sure like you and that person are like totally chill and cool.
No, I'm like the same though. Like, I
how
don't
do you fart in front of... How long have you been going out? The thing is that you don't have to try. Like, it'll just happen. You'll just be around them, and you just really need to fart, and then you'll just have this moment of clarity where you're like, I love this person, they love me, and then you just go, I'm going to fart, and then you fart, and then you laugh about it, and then you've broken the seal, and this is the thing. It just takes one fart, and then you'll be fine, and then you'll be fine.
I'm pretty sure, like, the only people that I've ever farted around are, like, my family and, like, my boyfriend, ex-boyfriend now, but my boyfriend of 3 years at the time, and I don't know when the first time I ever farted in front of him, but it's more because you stop caring.
It's just a bodily function.
Yeah, you stop caring.
There's just... There is something about it, though, that people are like, oh, it's so weird. Because it's coming out of your ass, I don't know.
Yeah, my brother used to literally fart on my head. Like, he was, like, that sort of brother.
Yeah.
So I kind of got used to that whole bodily function thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, like, do you have a brother?
No.
Then you wouldn't know what that's like. No, but it's a common thing that you do if you're a brother.
I do have a younger sister who's a farter.
Oh, okay. Does she go up to you and fart on your head?
No, but her and her ex-boyfriend used to fart on each other.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. She probably doesn't appreciate me saying that.
Yeah, my brother's
so
done it since he was like little to me. Just like gone up to me and just like farted in my face because he thought it was funny. And does that surprise you? That's boys,
no,
isn't it?
No. Nah. You tried to set me up with your brother once. That's a different story.
Yeah, I know. That is a complete... That was so long ago. I can't even remember that.
I know.
I'm just trying to be nice to him. He's actually very, very happy now. He's
in a relationship with someone who isn't me. Good.
Yes. He is. He's very happy. He's, yeah, thought I'd share.
But basically, don't worry about the farting thing. It'll happen. Let it rip.
Yes, totally. 100%.
But also maybe be sure that it's not going to smell. How do you know that, though? Anyways, you'll figure it out.
If it does smell,
if it's totally awkward and weird, laugh it off. And if you can't laugh it off with that person, dump them.
Yeah, totally.
That's how I feel. Do you want to read one of these out, Beth? I don't know.
Hannah, is it really bad if I can't be bothered to brush my teeth at night? It's so boring and I do it in the morning. Okay.
That is so bad.
It's so bad. Like, your teeth will get so yellow.
I had to have two fillings recently.
Oh, shit. I haven't been to the dentist in like 8 years. I need to go to the dentist. I know, right? But do you know the reason why?
8 years?
It's because I move every year. I don't have time to get a dentist.
I hadn't gone for 2 years and I needed two fillings. That's a filling per year.
I messed up, man. I am pretty good with my teeth cleaning, though. So hopefully I'll be fine. We'll see.
This is from Sophie. Sophie, mate. Sophie, please brush your teeth in the evenings.
Unless you're like super, super drunk, you have no excuse.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah. Like, if it's in a circumstance that you can't be bothered to take your makeup off, you're definitely not going to brush your teeth, then I can understand. Just make sure that's not on the regular.
You need to be brushing your teeth twice a day. If you can't brush your teeth at night, brush your teeth, like, in the afternoon, when you get home from school, when you get home from work.
If you know you're going on a killer night out and you're going to get
sloshed.
Or if
you just know that you hate brushing your teeth before bed.
I was going to say, because Sophie probably isn't old enough to drink.
Yeah, we don't know.
But we don't know. You are one of those people that you know you're going to be out and you know you're going to be tired and you're not going to want to do it when you get home, brush before you go out. I think that's a good recommendation.
Cool.
I do that all the time if I'm really, really drunk.
I hope this helps, Sophie, but please fucking clean your teeth.
God, Hannah.
This is from Max. Max says, I hate coffee, but I really want to like it. How can I make myself love it?
Oh my God, I can relate to this because I just got into coffee.
Me too, except I gave up coffee. But I was like you, Max, in that I never liked coffee, but I wanted to get into it. And so I just started drinking it and then eventually I liked it.
Okay.
What happened to you?
I started drinking caramel coffee frappuccinos. Mm. And you can get those in a light version, which means they're like a lot. Like if you get the ones with the whipped cream, you're basically asking for 250 calories per cup of coffee, which is a lot for a cup of coffee. So
calories.
Yeah,
fuck
man.
That.
Yeah,
whatever.
Man.
Eat all of the calories. I just ate a tub of Pringles before coming on here.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous. You can basically just make sure you get it with like no whipped cream, and it's like
get
a milky. I these days I tend to get one with like an espresso shot with no whipped cream. It's pretty
basically
good.
Max, just start drinking coffee.
Yeah, just start drinking coffee, but frappuccinos have more milk, so that's kind of a way of getting
And that's the way I did it. It's just like the really milky coffees. I gave up coffee though, so I don't drink it anymore.
Yeah,
not because I still like the taste of it, but
That's a really interesting one. I don't know if you're going to read that.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to read that one. It's not advice. It's, whew, interesting.
That's an interesting one. I think we'll leave that one.
Hi, Hannah. I'm 20 and I really love my boyfriend, but the thought of being with him forever scares me. He talks about it, but I wish he wouldn't, and I don't know how to tell him. From Sam.
Okay, well, I mean, I can't remember the last time I talked about being with someone forever.
I was 19.
Yeah, I was 16.
I was
and I grew out of that phase of
I was 19 the last time I was with someone and we talked about being together forever and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
The thing is that, like, I think you can be honest. I think you can be like, hey, I really love you and I want to be with you for the foreseeable future, but I'm 20 and I can't see that far into the future.
Yeah, like, I can't.
So the foreseeable future for me is 4 weeks.
Yeah, like, I can't honestly remember the last time I thought about, like, I'm going to be with you forever. I think, I don't even know how you, like, tell them that. I think it comes down to maturity. Like, realistically, are you going to be together forever? I think the way I look at things most of the time is just being like, am I happy with how things are now? Am I enjoying now? And that's what you need to focus on. So just be like, dude, like, chill out, you know? But bless him. I mean, I guess that really means he likes you, so.
He must really like you.
Yeah.
So, and you love him too, so you got to be nice. But I think it's also important to kind of recognize in the relationship, just being like,
yeah,
hey, we're young. Unless they're really old. Are they really old?
I don't know. Old your viewers are.
no, because this person's 20, but Sam, is your boyfriend like 40?
Yeah.
Let us know. So Megan on Facebook Live has had some input, and she says that you just got to break that fart barrier.
Yeah.
I agree, Megan. You just got to break it. Break the fart barrier with a fart.
Yes.
With a big old fart. Okay, we're gonna do some more questions.
Brilliant.
Some more questions right after this. And this is a song I picked.
Picked
this song.
Okay.
And I genuinely love this song, and I have no idea who the person that it's by, but I like the song, and this is the song.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Ooh, we don't talk anymore like we used to do. I just heard you found the one you've been looking. You've been looking for. I wish I would have known that wasn't me. Cause even after all this time, I still wonder why I can't move on just the way you did so easily. Don't wanna know the kind of dress you wearing tonight. If he's holding on to you so tight, the way I did before. I overdosed, should've known your love was a game. Now I can't get you out of my brain. Oh, it's such a shame. But we don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do.
dress you're wearing tonight. If he's giving it to you just right, the way I did before.
I overdosed, should've known your love was a game. Now I can't get you out of my brain.
Oh, it's such a shame that we don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for?
One in the studio. What's up?
Hey, hey, what's going on? These days, you don't even need a label. You can do everything on
your
own.
This is the exciting thing, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Social media nowadays is so vital to an artist. So vital. And platforms like you guys are also very vital as well to the scene.
Well, we love having you here. So it's our pleasure to push
you.
Great music. That's
thank
why
you.
We do it.
Every Thursday.
Harriet Rose.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
We're back. I didn't realise that Facebook Live still had the visual whilst we were playing the song.
Yeah.
We're just like...
We were just chatting, having a good old gander.
Okay, we've got some more drunk advice questions.
I'm excited.
Amanda says, howdy.
Howdy.
I remember when I, like, in my MSN days, I would start everything with howdy. Anyways.
Nice.
How can I act confident when I am inexperienced in sexy things?
Alcohol?
No, Beth!
Sorry.
That is bad advice. Do not take that advice.
But you said don't take our advice anyway.
I mean, like, it is true, though, because...
Yeah, like...
But don't take it.
Yeah, like, I think if you're inexperienced in sex and things, you definitely shouldn't be drinking. I think definitely having one or two drinks can ease it, but you don't want to get absolutely sloshed because you want to know what you're doing. And but I think having a drink is can be chilled.
Lowers your inhibitions a bit,
yeah.
But...
I think... How can you act?
The thing is that, like, if you're with the right person who, like, makes you feel comfortable and makes you feel confident, like, it's totally fine to be inexperienced. Like, that's fine. And, like, it's totally fine to not feel confident at the beginning. Like, I think as long as you're comfortable and you want to, like, fuck that person...
I think it's fine.
Or
I think
do
I think,
sexy things with that person.
No, totally. I mean, with my first boyfriend, I was like a complete virgin. Everything, like, I didn't, I hadn't done anything,
and
they had done everything.
The
and I think that person should make you feel comfortable. And he never ever pressured me into anything. And it just kind of came over time. It was a growing thing. I don't think you should worry about being confident. I think you should just kind of, you know, if you love each other, that's the important thing. You know.
But also, like, It isn't like a case of practice makes perfect. We're not saying, like, go and have sex with lots of people and then you'll be super confident.
Yeah.
Just do things at your own pace, mate.
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest, it's probably like...
They're also probably terrified.
Yeah.
That's what I've discovered is that, like, when you're, like, super worried, like... When it comes to sex, you can get so internal.
Yeah.
You can be focusing on yourself. Like, I'm not good. Like, I look weird at this angle. Like, am I not behaving right? Like, blah, 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 blah. And actually, they're doing the same thing. They're, like, completely internal and focusing on themselves. And actually, the best sex happens when both people are just, like, out of themselves. Don't give a fuck about what their body or their mind is doing. And they're just focusing on the other person. And that's when...
Do you know what's actually
happens.
Quite funny is that I actually met up with somebody that I knew when I was 16 the other day for the first time in like 4 years. And what was funny is that we, like, basically at prom, both the people that we were into ended up hooking up. And we were both like, so the girl that he wanted to hook up with hooked up with the guy that I wanted to hook up with.
So you were both the rejects.
And so we both hooked up with each other. And we met up for the first time in 4 years the other day. And we were just talking about the fact that, like, all of the times that we were trying to be, like, sexy with each other and how, like... cute it was because we were both so inexperienced. So I wouldn't honestly think of it as a bad thing. I think it's actually really lovely in a weird way. Like, I think it's really sweet.
Oh, it's a bit sad but sweet.
No, it's lovely, really. Honestly,
I want to say hey to some people that have said hi on Facebook Live. Liam Lewis says hello, Bethan.
Hello, Liam.
Not hello to me, rude. Paige Torrey says, dude, Bethan is freaking goals.
Thanks. Aww, that's so lovely.
Look at you.
I know, right?
Look at you.
Hannah's freaking goals.
Aww, I'd be Hannah, thanks. And Callum Monk says, hi. Hi, Callum. There we go. We're waving at you now. Mate.
Looks great.
Okay, let's do one more question. Here we go. Have you ever had a time when you were in a relationship or had a hookup and you didn't feel sexual attraction for a long time? I feel like, does this mean like after? So you weren't previously had a relationship or you just had sex with someone.
Yeah.
And now you don't feel that sexual attraction.
I think sometimes there's always, because there's a difference between initial attraction and when you actually know somebody.
But I feel like this person, I don't know. I get the idea that this person's not with someone. It's not about being attracted to a particular person. It's just generally not feeling sexual.
Oh.
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, did it put them off? Is that what the thing is saying? Like, was it that bad that it just kind of went downhill from that point on?
Oh, Jesus. I feel like, though, the sexuality and, like, your, like, the level of your sexualness.
Mm.
Sexualness a word? I don't know. Like, it ebbs.
Libido.
Your libido. Well, yeah, that's great. It, like, ebbs and flows. And there'll be moments where you're, like, super horny all the time. And then others where you just, like, the next thing you know, you wake up one day and you're like, oh, I've not had sex in 6 months.
Do you know what? It's also to do with your menstrual cycle as well, as we've talked about before. It's, like, in the sense that, like, you know, different parts of your cycle means you're different levels of horniness.
Is this... Wait, no, this is Noah.
This is Noah.
Noah, are you a dude? Are you a dude, Noah? Do you have a penis?
No. Just like, what is going on here? I don't know.
No, but it's fine. Like, I feel like sometimes you just need a break. Like, if you just had a hookup and maybe, I don't know, it left you with a certain feeling and you just don't hook up with other people for a while. You just you don't necessarily get those urges. Or, like, you just come out of a relationship and again, like, it's totally fine. You don't have those urges. It'll come back. And if it doesn't come back, that's also fine. But, like, you're good. It ebbs and flows. You go through phases. Like, sexuality is fluid. And when people say sexuality is fluid, like, I don't just mean that in a sense of, like, you could be gay one day and then straight the next.
No.
Like, no. But also, that could also happen. But just generally, like, you as a sexual person and your sexual desires, preferences, like, intensity, all of that is totally fluid.
Oh, totally. Like, people are completely different, like from one week to the next, like, in their own selves. And then you look at other people, people have different flows. You know, people that are, like, asexual and people that just, like, sleeping with people all the time. I was trying to think of a more scientific word for that, and there
just
isn't one.
Asexual and hypersexual.
Hypersexual.
I don't know. Is hypersexual... I don't think that's, like, an official term.
We just made that up. It's fine. They get one. They get what we
mean.
You
get it.
Yeah.
You guys get it.
Yeah.
Last question, super quick. From Pip. What colour should I paint my nails? I need you to pick a nail colour for me.
Purple.
There you go.
Mostly because of colours earlier.
Oh,
you were red,
yeah.
And you liked me because I was blue and you touched me and suddenly...
I was a lilac sky.
And you decided that purple wasn't for you.
For you.
But it is for you,
it's
Pip.
It's for you, Pip. You're going to have purple nails.
Okay.
And Izzy Garrell says, hi, Bethan, on Facebook Live. And Ryan says, howdy. To both of us.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you guys for coming and tuning in.
Howdy, howdy. But yeah, thanks everyone for listening.
Yeah.
And thanks, Bethan, for being here.
I had a great time. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Mate, you've not finished your wine.
I know. God.
How did that happen?
I've been talking too much.
Amen. She has been talking too much. I think you should share. My glass is empty. I feel like I should get some of that. Oh my God, she's going to do it. Yeah.
Pour.
I don't want to. I'm like trying really hard not to pour this over all of the equipment.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I poured myself some more. Wait, hold on. We're going to get this.
Okay.
There we go. We did it.
Thank you.
That's for those people on Facebook Live just to see me, like.
Just to see us exchange wines.
If you are watching on Facebook Live, the size of our glasses, how ridiculous is it? It's absolutely... Look, it's
we've
the size,
two of these.
The
these
size are, of my head.
We've had
half
a bottle of wine each.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
I'm going to go home tipsy now.
This is me every Wednesday.
Nice. I'm jealous.
Speaking of me every Wednesday, next week I'm away again. So it's going to be a pre-record. And actually, we are pre-recording it tomorrow morning.
Nice.
So that's going to be fun. / tomorrow afternoon. With Lucy Moon.
Oh, brilliant. It's funny as well, because I remember when you asked us both to be on it, like, the same time, we both couldn't do it. And now we're both doing it.
I know.
It's a good thing.
So, for the person that is running all of the cat and dog accounts, I'm not sure if you've already made one for Lucy, but just FYI, next week's show is getting recorded tomorrow. So you might want to ask her if she wants
I'm
cats
sure she'd
or
love
dogs.
One. I don't know if she wants cats or dogs. I feel like Lucy's a cat person.
Do you know what? I don't know. I should know this about her.
Yeah, I know. I feel like we're terrible friends at this point. Why are we not having a sleepover soon? We need to do that. We haven't had a girly sleepover in what feels about, like, years.
I know, you don't live in London anymore.
Yeah, I know.
This is just turning into a personal conversation now.
This is more of an excuse for me to sleep over if I don't live in London.
I'm like, come hang out, come hang out. So next week I'm in America. But when I get back from America...
You're going to have a sleepover.
Yeah, and because my book, I'll have finished my first draft then as well. And so I'll be like... a hermit, guys. I've been such a like the only socializing I've been doing, and I think I mentioned this last week on the show, like the only socializing we're doing is that was Bethan, like,
yeah, sorry,
completely,
that was me.
She just completely banged into the microphone.
I've done that at least three times on the show now. I'm really sorry about
that.
So
funny. But the only socializing we're doing is this show.
Oh wow.
Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I'm like, talk to me, another human. Oh my god. And that's probably why I say like super inappropriate things, because for the last month of shows, it's like me, a hermit in my bedroom.
Do you know, I feel like I'm the exact same with the music that I've been writing as well. Everything that come out is like depressing, because I've only been writing like depressing life story music.
Super depressing.
I need to share now.
So much sharing.
Yeah.
Oh, but thanks, Bethan, for being here.
It's all right. I had a great time.
Yay!
Thank you.
You're good. And we'll definitely have to get you on once you've got some new music out.
Yes, I can't wait
because
to share.
I can't wait to hear it. And I can't wait to be like, I know that this is about this person. This is about this person.
I know. Hannah is way too involved in my love life and sex life.
I love it. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Jump in, trying to get under my skin. Something I should let you know, it's gonna be impossible, cause I'm a made up mess in a backless dress. I don't wanna lead you on, cause I'll only do you wrong. Oh, oh. You can have my heart, but you're not gonna leave with it. Light in the dark, yeah, you almost believed in it. You've got me wrong. Or you could get the best of me, forget about the rest of me. With your cigarette in between your teeth, you could light me up if I forget to breathe. Oh, oh. You could have my heart, but you're not gonna leave with it. Light in the dark, yeah, you almost believed in it. Thought you were strong, now I've got you. I'm chill.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.